my classes, so don't say anything atrocious.
Okay.
Because I'm recording you, and I don't clean up the recording, so it goes out on the web as is. Okay, so.
Might not want me in the front row.
Just keep it under control. Okay, so I'm recording all the classes, and what I do is I put them up on the web. So if you miss a class or if you didn't understand something, you can go back and listen to the recording. I also capture the smart board notes. So I capture the notes from the class, and they go up here, basically. And I end up putting those up on the web, too. So you can see the class notes, and you can hear the lecture, and figure out what is going on. Okay, I don't do them together. Some people capture the whole lecture. I don't do it together because what I found is a lot of people just want to look at the notes, but they don't want to listen to me again. So I put up the notes separately so you can just look at the notes if you want. Okay? So my website, and I would like you to go there now, is www.grossa.net. I do not use the school's website. Blackboard or whatever it is, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I predated them, so my site was up before then. It was going to be a pain in the neck to move it. But number two, I'm a firm believer in open access. And so the way I have it, there's no password or anything. Anybody can get into my site. Okay, so that's what I've set up. Yeah.
You think you can close that blind because it's reflecting light?
Probably not. Yeah. You're welcome to come up and try if you want to.
We got a professor wants to offer extra credit for him, we do it.
My email.
That's why you never go for these.
My email is p.grosser@rcn.com. And that's the email I want you to use for homework.
Can we use our personal emails?
Yes. But they have to be sent to p.grosser@rcn.com. I also have a backup email I would like you to send to. My backup email, I don't remember, it was in the letter to you. I think it's pgrosser@gmx.com, but I'm not positive. So I will send that out again. But this is the main email that I want you to use, and I'm taking a picture of this, so it will be up on the smart board. Say that again, what, which? Is somebody talking to me or to someone else? Okay. So, those are the two kind of critical things you need to know. Okay. Down here below, you see my schedule. My office hours are on my schedule. So if you go there, you can see my office hours. We will be setting up labs for help. And Carolyn, who I think might just become, Carolyn, who is here, there she is the lab assistant for these courses. And she will be available to help starting next week, or actually starting this Thursday if you want to, in the main lab.
Not this Thursday.
Okay, next week. Okay. That's right, I remember. Starting next week, she will be available to help. Okay? And we will set up a room and everything, and I will let you know. But that always has to wait and get figured out the first week. Okay? So, extra help is available, and she will be there. Now, if you go into CIS 120/17/CIS 17, The course used to be called CIS 17. A lot of the handouts still say CIS 17. I'm too lazy to change them, so I just say CIS 120/CIS 17. Okay, so here is the information for the course. Now, this course is a student option course, which means that you can come to class all the time, you can take it online all the time, or you can mix and match, come and sometimes and not other times. I'm the only one that's required to be here. Okay, so you can take a choice as to what you're going to do. Now, at least a third of you will not pass this course. And the reason is that you don't do the homework. And the homework counts 80% of your grade. So, if you start to get behind, I would strongly suggest that you come to me for help, that you go see Carolyn for help, and that you get caught up. It's a matter of staying with it that leads to success. If you stay with it, you lead to success. That doesn't mean that you're occasionally can't be doing something. But if you stay with it, those are the people that pass the course. Okay? If you get way behind in the course, those are the ones that don't pass. So, here's hoping I've scared you into passing homework in. Okay? Now, as far as the homework is concerned, when you pass homework in to me, I take a look at it, and if it really proves to me that you do not understand, I'm going to send it back to you and tell you to fix and resubmit. The goal here is for you to understand the material. So if what you pass in to me tells me that you don't understand the material, I'm going to say, I want you to work on it until you do understand the material, and you can see Carolyn or me for help. But I don't grade it unless it's good. In other words, I'm only interested in grading once it's good. Okay? So, that means that I will send it back and you have to fix and resubmit. I try to get everything back within a week. You have a little over a week to do things. Things are due, everything, assignments for this week are due next Thursday. Assignments for next week are due the following Thursday. So you have essentially a week from the last day of class this week. Last day of class is a Thursday. You have a week to get me the homework, okay? So you have a week to do it and send it to me. If you look at the syllabus, I have the grading in there. 80% of your grade is doing the work. It's 80% of your grade. That's why you can't pass the class if you don't do the work, because 80% is doing the work. 10% is things about being a responsible student, i.e. getting it in on time, doing your best on doing it, that kind of thing is 10% of your grade. 10% of your grade is the final. All exams are online, open note, open book. The final you get a week to do, or about a week, and it's online, it's open notes, open book. Okay? I trust you. So, questions? Yeah?
What kind of, programming are we talking about? Are we talking, is it, basic, simple steps of programming or something like that?
Pretty much, but it's also all the stuff we want you to know when you move on to the next courses. So we'll be spending some time on HTML. We'll be spending some time on databases. We'll be spending some time on JavaScript, working with HTML and JavaScript. We'll be spending some time on Visual Basic. We'll be spending time on a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Again, I know this. So we have to use JavaScript, or we can use NetBeans. This one.
Nope, you gotta use JavaScript.
Ah, crap.
Tough life. Gotta use JavaScript.
Language.
Sorry.
Questions? Yeah.
After class, will people allow us to like get a copy of these programs and put it onto our laptops or something if we have it?
Access, you'll be given if you haven't already, you'll be sent an invitation to use DreamSpark. And DreamSpark is where you can download all the Microsoft products. So you'll be able to download Microsoft products for free. So that means you can get the Visual Basic later. JavaScript is available for free with any browser.
Is that where you get it?
You'll get an invitation from the help desk people. They will send you out a login to get into DreamSpark. And that will allow you to download Visual Basic and Access to the Microsoft products. And then JavaScript is available in any browser. And that's pretty much what you need. So basically you'll set there, yeah.
I am actually, I'm in the online course.
Whether you're taking it in class or online, it's the same work, the same schedule, the same everything. Okay. More questions? Yeah?
I'm sorry, all right? Is there going to be, like, SI sessions where you, like, sit down and, like, have, like, homework help sessions?
There are sessions that Carolyn's going to do. And, yes, but they're kind of more open lab-type tutorials. Questions? Okay. All right, so syllabus is up here. Under site resources, there's a load of stuff. I would strongly recommend that you not start going through this, but instead follow what I tell you to look at in the week of. For example, our first topic is going to be HTML, so I'm telling you to look at those things. So don't just randomly pick on the notes and everything. Stick to what I tell you to do in the week of. The week of has all of what I want you to do during the week. And what I end up doing is after you've got the first week, I will add the second week. I don't take down the first week. So I will add week two, then I will add week three, then I'll add week four, and at the end of the semester, I'll leave you for the topic. So, that's the weekly schedule. Okay, notes and handouts. For example, I talked about DreamSpark. There's information about that. Examples. Here's the examples about HTML. And you have to follow those examples. And those will help you. Okay, and I will tell you where to go and find those. Programs are sample programs. Sample JavaScript, sample Visual Basic, and we will look at those as we're going through the classes. Presentations are some PowerPoints, especially about Access when we look at that. Then I have the Smart Board presentations, which is the information I capture in class, and the audio lectures, which is the audio that I'm capturing in class. Okay? Those are resources to use, but just use them carefully. In other words, don't decide, okay, I'm going to just systematically go through those. Some of the topics I don't even cover anymore. They were in previous versions of the course. And people have asked me to leave them up there because they use the notes.
I was about to say, consider it a fun bonus now.
That's right. No, people have said that they use the notes from previous classes, so leave them up. So I do. So, that's the way the course works. Okay? The assignments are at the bottom of the page. And those are the assignments. The assignments this week are due Thursday, September 17th. Okay? By midnight. So that's when you're supposed to pass in the assignments. There is an assignment summary here, which just lists the assignments. So you know week one had two assignments. Okay? The details are over under the assignment on the weekly schedule. So the details are over here under the weekly schedule. This course also covers the CSS course. There's a CSS 101 or something, which is Student Success Seminar or something like that. You don't have to take that if you're taking this course, because it has been embedded in this course. So you do not have to take the CSS course if you're taking this course. Okay? Is there anything else I'm supposed to be talking about? Syllabus. Student option. Assignment slate. Yeah, I think I covered most everything. If I didn't, I will think of it as time goes along. Anybody got any more questions? Okay. We're going to start HTML. Okay, how many of you know HTML? Okay. All right, those of you who know get to help those of you around you that don't know. Okay? Yeah. You know HTML?
Oh, I thought you said no.
Huh?
I thought you said no. I'm like, oh.
No. No, no as in K-N-O-W.
No, I said like
N-O.
Okay.
Do you not N-O?
So, what I want to do now is go to HTML5 intro.html. I use Firefox. If you want to be in sync with me, use Firefox. If you don't want to be in sync with me and you're in love with Chrome or something, feel free, but don't ask me what to click on.
What if we want One Direction with you?
Huh?
What if we want to be One Direction with you?
Ha ha. Okay.
They warned you about me, didn't they?
No. No, they didn't. Okay. So, I clicked on it, and I... Okay, let me go back, because I did it in two steps. Click on this and it brings up a web page. Now, okay guys in the back row, I don't like competition. View page source, and now I'm going to make it bigger. So you click on view page source. If you're using Firefox, view page source works. If you're using another browser, it's going to be something about page source. But I don't know exactly how it's going to say it. Okay? So the page source shows the code. And that's what we're looking at, is the code. What HTML is HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It is a language that tells the browser how to display information to make a web page. And that's what we're seeing is how to do. Okay, on the first line, I have typed this. I have a less than and a greater than. All of my tags are within those less than and greater than symbols. that's the markup language. Back in the good old days when we had print presses, people used to write in the columns of how the person setting up the press was supposed to set it up. That's what we're doing here, is we're telling the browser how to set it up. And the less than and greater than contain the tags that we're using. So on the first line, you write explanation, doc type, and HTML. That tells it that it's using the latest version of HTML5. You can write other things there that will tell it other versions of HTML to use. And if you don't write anything there, it defaults to whatever version of HTML the browser defaults to. So you put that line in, and it will pick HTML5, which is the later version. Then you put in a tag that says HTML. When you're all done, you close that tag. Notice the slash? The slash means I'm closing the tag. So HTML means I'm opening it. HTML with a slash in front means I'm closing the tag. Now, HTML is made up of two sections. The head is the open and close of the head, and the body is the open and close of the body. So I have the head and I have the body. The head talks about more what you're doing with the page, and the body talks about what is going to happen on the page. So in the head, the only thing I'm putting is a title. Now notice here I put title and then I close title in the same line. In fact, I could have written this all on one line. I would have figured it out and followed it. Human beings wouldn't figure it out very well, but the browser would figure it out just fine.
Who cares about them?
That's right. So, what I've got here is the head. And inside the head, I have a title that says introduction, and then I close the title. Introduction is the word right up there. You can see the top left-hand corner. That's where the title goes. Then I start the body, and the only thing I'm putting in the body is a paragraph. P is paragraph. So I am writing a paragraph that says, this is an introduction. So the text I want to put in the paragraph is written right there. And it puts up a paragraph. Now a paragraph skips lines after the paragraph is done. You can't tell that because I didn't do anything after the paragraph was done. But if I had, you'd see that it skips a line after the paragraph is done. So this is just the very, very basic code for an HTML page. The tags are enclosed in less than and greater than, and when the tag is done, I put a slash and close the tag. Questions? Okay, then we're going to look at the second one. Okay, this one has got a little more in it. Now, first of all, when I write this code, I wrote it in Notepad, on Notepad++. I wrote it in a version of Notepad. You definitely do not want to write it in Word, because Word adds things for you. And you don't want things added for you. So you write it in Notepad or Notepad++. If you're working with Apple, what's the equivalent to Notepad and Apple?
Throwing away your Apple.
What's the equivalent? Does anybody remember? Must not be in the Apple.
I have an Apple at home.
I have an iPad that I should know, but I don't know.
I can't remember what it was called.
I want to say notes, but usually on my iPad I just use
notes. Okay, so anyway, moving on. On this one, I have a body. And inside the body, I have a paragraph. And after the first line in the paragraph, I have these BRs, a little break. And a break is like hitting enter on your keyboard. So it just breaks down to the next line. So this is an introduction to HTML. Then the first BR gets me to the blank line. Then the second BR gets me to the line where I write, now I'm going to make an ordered list. So those are breaks. Now, most tags in HTML have a close tag. BR does not. Okay, BR is just hit enter, hit enter, BR, hit enter. Okay, so it's just a break. Now, after I close the paragraph, which I did over here, I have an OL. And OL stands for ordered list. UL stands for unordered list. And the LI in between is a list item. So I said after the paragraph, I want to make an ordered list. So I put OL. Eventually, I close the OL. In between, I have a series of LIs, which are list items. Since it's an ordered list, you can see that the list items come out as 1, 2, 3. When it's an unordered list, the list items come out with dots, bullets in the front. Okay, so unordered list gives me the bullets. If you get heavily into HTML, you can go in and change the ordered list, so we'll do ABC, or change the unordered list, so we'll do squares or checks or whatever, but we're not going there. That would be the one semester course, not the 1 week course. Yeah.
So when you're adding those less than greater than, are they like, if they're not added, the HTML coding has some problems?
Yep.
Okay, so it's like semicolons in Java.
It's like following the rules in any language. HTML is probably more forgiving than most languages.
Oh, yeah. It looks like English.
Yeah.
It actually looks like English.
Unless you want to validate, and then it stops being forgiving. If you stop validating.
Regular job programming for a while, and that's
much, much more demanding.
Yeah.
Yes. So then I close the OL. This time I just wrote a line, not in a paragraph. And it lets me do that. So I wrote a line, and then I did a BRF. There are some versions of HTML that used to require everything be in a tag. HTML5 does not require that. Some companies would prefer it be in a tag. It's your choice, but it's probably the more conservative way is to put everything inside a tag. Yeah.
So when you put BR, how does it tell the sentence number 8 to skip a line? So it's 2, right? So.
Just when it puts out the, when it hits the BR, it just moves down one line in the browser. And then the second BR moved it down a second line in the browser.
Okay.
And then it wrote what I told it to write next. You know, it's very good at following directions, and so it just boom, boom. Okay, so when I write this, and I'm going to take and copy and paste. So I've got a copy. Okay, so I'm going to open Notepad, and I write it in either Notepad or Notepad++. So I'm just copying it rather than writing But I open either Notepad or Notepad++. and I copy or make a new page.
Cool thing about plus-plus that it actually highlights your formatting.
Yes. Then I do a file save as, and this is important. I save it as my first fall 2015.html. And it's important that you do the .html. And then I change text documents to all files. Probably get away without doing that, but I think it's a safer approach. So I am saving it with a .html extension. The name .html. And I changed that to all files. Now, for this course, I strongly recommend that you get a flash drive if you don't have one and bring it and save everything on a flash drive. If you don't have a flash drive, you want to save it on the T drive. So I've got the T drive highlighted. Okay, now the reason for that is that if the computer crashes, everything will be reset except for the T drive. So anything that you put on the T drive will be safe. So you save it on the T drive, or save it on the flash drive, and then you get the off button you need or something, it will be fine. So I am saving this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Just going back up to the top, when you put the doc type, why do you put the exclamation at the beginning?
Okay, only.
We will always do that when you do the document type. When they made up this, right? When they made up this thing, that was the way it was. That's the way it was. Okay. Yeah. Okay, guys. I can't hear. Does that save by, is your login by local? Well, so we're always in the same place. That's right.
I mean, it's good for recovery today.
But that's only lasting an hour.
No, the T drive will be there forever if nobody gets rid of it.
Oh.
Or at the end of the semester, they may clean it up. Yeah. Pardon me? You can't get the. Right. And so I do a file, and then I hit the save, and it should save. If not, we'll come around. I'm going to have you work on this in a minute. So I saved it as my first. So now I am going in, and I'm saying file, open file, and I'm going and I'm finding my first. And opening it. So I go in and I'm opening it in the browser. Okay? So, I want you now to make a web page. Do something similar to what I did. Get carried away if you want to get carried away. I don't care. But I want you to make a web page, save it, and bring it up on the browser. And it can be very much like mine. This isn't the pass-in, this is just to experiment. So make a page similar to mine and save it. Yes. So you bring up Notepad or Notepad Plus Plus and you start writing your page. File open. I'm in Firefox, so I just do a file open file. can also click on that and just click on it, you know, find it back there, and you know, click on it. If you have questions, that's what Carolyn and I are here for. Yeah. Pardon me? It's not in the text. Yes. Change something, yeah. Just to practice. I asked you to read the text. I probably won't actually get to it until the third week, maybe the fourth week. We do a lot of stuff before I actually get to the text.
What? I'm going to pull that off. I think that's right. So,
again, the person sitting near you, if they know HTML, will be glad to help you. And Carolyn and I will be glad to help you. Programming now is on the web, and basically, even if you're programming in a language, it's embedded in HTML.
Yeah, sure.
So, whatever you want to do. If you have questions, please ask. That's what we're here for, and I'm getting bored.
When we're coding, does it have to be like... Can it be anything?
I'm not going to see it, so it can be anything. When you pass it in to me, then it has to meet my assignment criteria.
Oh.
But what you're doing now, I'm not going to see. So you can do anything you want to do.
Oh, okay. This is just practicing?
Yeah. Yep.
I remember.
It should say
how you want to see them.
So when we go back to the pad.
I really want to know.
It's no pad plus plus. And I'm on the fire box. What is the help?
Which is link page. Okay, now before I do anything else, notice that when I click on another page, it brings up another page. When I click on new page, it gives me an error because it can't find new page. So the first one works fine, the second one doesn't. And we're going to talk about that. Okay. We'll go back to working on these, and if you have problems, we can help you. But for now, pay attention. What we're doing here is we've made some links. You know how when you're sitting in a web page, you can link to another web page. That's what I'm doing here. I'm having the ability to link to another web page. So I start out and I have the A, which is the anchor tag. Now notice there's no close there. The close on the A doesn't happen till over there.
Plus.
That's where I am closing the A. The greater than sign for the A is over there. So A, and then inside the A tag, I have H reference equals, and I have the name of the page. That's the page that I want to open. Now, that page has to be in the same directory as the original. Because I haven't given it any more information than the name of the page. And so it will look in the same place that the original is for a page called anotherpage.html and a page called newpage.html. And if it doesn't find them, then it will give you an error. But it will only look in the same directory. If I want it to look other places, I have to put an address in there. Yeah.
So what does the A mean?
Anchor.
A what?
Anchor.
A?
Anchor.
A is in
what? A is in anchor. A-N-C-H-O-R, anchor.
I said G. How about you said G-E-R? I was hearing anchor. So that's the anchor. I'll throw my pencil box at it.
Well, I also have a Boston accent, so I park my car in Harvard Yard, so there we have it.
But what is the actual, what do you mean by anchor? What is it? It links it to that. It's telling you you're going to link to another page. Is that what it's doing, essentially?
It's an anchor. It's saying A, and then it's saying this is the place I want to link to, each reference equals, and this is the name of the page. And if you know about addresses, you can put a whole address in there. You can put an address for a page. You can put in an address that goes to another folder or whatever you want to do. But for now, we're saying this is saved in the same directory as the original was. Just the same. If this one doesn't work, so that means it either doesn't exist or it's not in that directory. It's wrong. It doesn't work, or it's not in that directory. No.
So the href equals and then in quotes could be another HTML page that you have written in that directory, or another web page, www.com.
In that case, I write HTTP and I write the whole address.
Okay.
So inside the A tag, I put href equals and I put the name of the page. That's the A tag. Then I write another page. Those are the words that I want to show up here. So those are those words that I want to show. Then I actually close the A. You know how we have open head, open body. This is open A, close A. But the difference is when I open the A, I stuff a lot of stuff in it, including the H reference equals and the name of the page. That's all within the original A page. Okay. So that's how I make a link. I simply write A reference equals, I put in the name of another page, I make sure that page is in the same directory. Then I put in the words that I want to see on the page, close the A, and I want to move down a line, so I put in the R.
So would it be if you wanted to, make it so that it says something else, like it's supposed to go to another page in HTML, but if you wanted to say click here instead, would you put that between the A and the break?
Yeah, instead of writing another page, I'd say click here.
Oh, wait, there. Sorry.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so now what I want you to do, you've already written one page. I want you to write a second page. The second page can say hi. I don't care what it says. But now you have two pages. And I want you to make a link, so you link from one page to the other page. So put in a link to link from one page to the other page. Okay? Two pages, link from one to the other. And then if you get bored and have time on your hands, link back. So if the second page link to the first, and the first page link to the second, and the second page link to the first. Okay? So, work on that. Again, draw on the people that know what they're doing, and Dawn, Carol, and I supposed to be known with everyone else on. So what you're going to have is you have got a page that you made, and you're going to call it My First or whatever. And then you're going to have another page, and we'll call it My Other .html. And over here, you want to write a link to my other.html. So you're going to write something like a href equals my other.html. Okay, so that's what I want you to do. I want you to have two pages. And on the first page, I want you to put in a link. And this is a link to the second page. And these are in the same directory. So those are in the same directory. W3 Schools is an excellent set of tutorials on HTML. W3 Schools. An excellent reference for HTML. Okay?
Sorry.
This one says the other one.
One, two, three.
Okay.
You've
got a name called the
yeah.
This one is not a house. I think you will vote, so I'm going to get it there.
What are you thinking?
Operating system.
2 o'clock in this room. There's nothing coming in here. So if anybody's having problems and wants to stay, we'll be here right after the class is over. Okay? And we can hang around and help you with it so you can stay. But try to look it over and get somewhat comfortable, and then we'll continue looking at it some more on Thursday. The one I want to look at now is the fourth one down here, which says CSS. And this is how I get it to make pretty colors. Okay? So inside... Okay, guys, my turn. Okay. Inside the pen, I put a style. I put the word style. And the style is for CSS. So I said style, type equals text CSS. And if you can't see it, bring it up on your computer. It's the fourth one down. Then within here I said, okay, body. Well, body is one of my tags, right? So I'm saying whatever I put inside curly braces here applies to the entire body. And I said I want color, meaning color of the text, to be red. So I did that, but then, oops, it's green, but I'll tell you why in a minute. But for a split second, if I didn't have any of the rest of this there, this would all be red. Then I said, okay, and notice how I wrote this. I wrote colon after color. Color, colon. Red, semicolon. Then the rules. Okay.
Is there a way to express the color in hexadecimal when you're doing it this way?
You can do express it in a whole load of different ways, all kinds of codes and everything else.
Yes.
Okay, P for paragraph. Inside the curly braces, I said text align center, which is why you see those two lines in the center. Because I said paragraphs, and those two lines are in a paragraph. A paragraph should be centered. So it's centered. And then I said, I want the paragraph to have a font size of 2 EM. EM, 2 EM means double. Make it big. So I doubled the size. And then I said, okay, LI, and within the curly braces, I said color green. And so this got changed to green, because those are LIs. And at first I said red, but then I said, oops, make it green. And body applies to everything. LI is very specific, so it wins. With the conflict between body and LI, the thing that's close and more specific wins. And so it becomes green. And then I close the style and I close the head. So, in the 8 minutes we have left, try to add some color to your page. Or something similar to what I did. Add some color, center something, whatever you want to do, but make something. Meet. 2 o'clock on Tuesday is going to be a time when Carolyn and usually I are constantly available. So if you're struggling, 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, come spend quality time with us.
All right, let's try again.
Back on the floor.
but that more is weak.
That'll be the next class. This is, I feel, it's one of those last classes.
All right. There we go.
It's been a small.
I got it.
Remember GeoCities? Whatever GeoCities is back, there's all those under construction and spending rate.
How'd you do a background there?
I have no delusions. Well, I might, but this isn't that.
Okay, guys, we're basically done. I think we have 3 more minutes. So if you have got some style on your page, you can leave before the 3 minutes are up. If you don't, you should stay the 3 minutes and get up some style. Yes. What?
You said 10 o'clock. two. Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, my top line is that this is the game. I can get a small more.
Because right now we're just figuring out if having one on Friday this week because we're figuring out who, if we have to replace officers, that kind of thing. And then we'll be going over like doing a short stuff on sorry, I don't think I can't keep my people going to change charts.
Back and forth. Now when we went to put in the color, now